Ladies and gentlemen, my first special in 06, we had a guy in that one that I knew the audiences would enjoy, but I had no idea he was going to get the following he has now. How do you describe him? Pretty much just white trash trailer park. Here is Bubba J. How you doing, Bubba J? I'm doing pretty good. What you been doing today? Same thing I do every weekend, just watching NASCAR and drinking beer. Bubba J, I understand you've been writing Santa a letter. Yeah, I done it on the computer. Did you mail it to him? No. Why, my computer won't sit in the mail, Doc. Walter's right, you are a dumbass. You know, Bubba J, I took the opportunity of printing your letter for you. And I noticed when I printed it that the ink was kind of weird. That's because I was running out of ink, so I mixed it with beer. You mixed beer with the ink? Yeah, and if you smell that thing when you're eating it, you get a contact drunk. I learned that from Guitar Guy. Beer nog! Beer nog, how do you make beer nog?
Well, you take a big old bowl of eggnog, yeah, and you pour it down the sink.
And then you drink a beer. Well, Bubba J, I'm very interested in what you wrote, so could you read the letter?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. Okay. Bubba J, hang on, I ain't done yet. Bubba J, I ain't done yet. Bubba J, what? Don't yell at me. You scare me when you yell. You remind me of that judge on American Idol. Simon. Paula. What I meant was, could you read the letter out loud?
Duh. Okay, you didn't say that. I go ahead. Okay. Dear Santa, hi, it's me, Bubba J. That's me. Okay. Remember, I was the guy last Christmas who lit the fireplace just as you came down the chimney. Sorry about your suit and your ass. Next time, you should wear a NASCAR suit. See, it don't burn. He needs fire-retardant tighty-whities.
You lit Santa on fire?
No, damn fireplace did.
And what happened?
Whoosh! He burst into flames like Marilyn Manson at a Baptist revival.
Bubba J, that's awful.
That's why I'm still in therapy. It was hard to hear Santa go from ho, ho, ho to ho, ho, holy shit!
Why didn't you grab the nearest liquid and put him out?
That would have been a waste of beer.
What about water?
We don't drink that crap.
So how'd you put him out?
I peed on him. Yeah, I've added a new step to that list.
What list?
Stop, drop, and quit rolling around so I can piss on you.
Was anything else going on during all this?
Yeah, my dumbass brother was singing, on the first day of Christmas, Santa was on fire, and Baldo was a wizard on his head. On the second day of Christmas, Santa said to me, see, his face is all wrapped up in gauze.
Bubba J, this is terrible.
Well, it seemed like it at the time. Next day, it was thunder and hail. We peed on ourselves, laughing about it.
Was there anything going on outside that night?
Outside? Yeah, my cousin Elroy shot Santa's lead deer.
What?
Well, it's not too often you see a 12-point buck standing on your freaking roof. We ain't good for a month.
Did you write more?
Yeah, let me see. Okay. Also, Santa, in place of cookies this year, we're leaving you deer jerky. Guess where that came from? Ha ha. The end, signed Bubba J. P.S. Just to make sure you know, we moved. Not too far, the parking brake came loose. Now we live at 6738.2. So, Bubba J, after all this, are you going to ask Santa for anything for Christmas? A beer. You can ask him for something bigger than that. Deer truck. How long you been drinking? It's just 6 a.m. Yesterday. A week ago. I meant your whole life. Yeah. Hell, my mama was drunk when I was nursing. That's awful. No, to me, they were nature's kegs.